United States.
Online sleuths. Forensic fandom. True crime fans are banding together online to try and solve cases.
It is 9 a.m. on a Sunday, and Liz is trying to figure out who did it. Specifically, who killed this guy splayed across the floor. In her day job, Liz is a massage therapist, but today she is a homicide detective. Wearing blue latex gloves, she prods a blood-soaked mannequin by her feet, part of a crime scene simulation at CrimeCon, a convention for true crime fans. Liz came to learn from the experts. They start with the basics. It is blood spatter, not splatter. At CrimeCon, there are panels on topics ranging from sextortion to forensic entomology. Beetles feed on dry remains, moths are not predaceous, and sessions on famous cold cases. There is merch for sale, pepper spray, stun guns, cocktail covers to guard against date rape, and there are other enthusiasts to befriend. It's not a celebration of crime, it's a learning of crime, says Liz's friend. That some 5,000 cheery, normal-seeming people pay $350 and up to spend their weekend chatting about grisly murders, online predators, and what really happened to Kathleen Peterson illustrates the genre's popularity. True crime is booming. In 2022, it accounted for a quarter of top-ranked podcasts on Apple and Spotify, according to the Pew Research Center, a think tank. That year, a third of people surveyed by YouGov, a pollster, said they consume true crime content at least once a week. Women are the most avid fans. The genre is evolving. These days, more content is devoted to open cases and wrongful convictions rather than solved crimes, notes Haley Gray, a researcher for several podcasts. The shift stems partly from a perception that the criminal justice system is not functioning fairly, which was intensified by Me Too and the death of George Floyd, says David Schmid of the University at Buffalo. The other reason is that such cases present a puzzle to solve. And who doesn't like a puzzle? For consumers and creators of the stuff, it is gratifying that a genre long considered prurient and exploitative might instead promise justice. Some podcasts have indeed changed the course of investigations. Serial, which spawned the podcast boom a decade ago, led to the release of Adnan Syed from prison. His conviction over the murder of his ex-girlfriend in 1999 was reinstated last year and is the subject of an appeal. In 2019, Chris Lambert, a singer-songwriter with no journalism experience, made Your Own Backyard, a podcast series about the decades-old murder of Kristen Smart. It drew new attention to the case, and the police arrested her killer. Yet, as Liz in the latex gloves can attest, true crime is not like other fandoms. It invites participation. Fans listen to stories and form theories about what happened. Crowdsourced crime solving is not new. In medieval England, at the sound of a hue and cry, bystanders were expected to help nab criminals. Then came wanted posters and tip hotlines. But internet sleuthing is different, since it is networked. The Reddit Bureau of Investigation, a forum on that site, has nearly 750,000 members. What such communities lack in the power to issue warrants, they make up for in the array and outlandishness of their ideas. This can have nasty consequences. In 2013, Reddit apologized when its users misidentified suspects behind the Boston Marathon bombing. In 2022, a professor at the University of Idaho sued a TikToker for alleging that she had orchestrated the murder of four students. Victims' families get harassed too. After Maura Murray disappeared in New Hampshire 20 years ago, Armchair detectives insinuated that she was running from her family and that her relatives were obstructing the investigation. Internet sleuths felt they had a right not only to all this information about Maura, but also every single person connected to her, says Julie, her sister. Tricia Griffith, manager of a site called Web Sleuths, acknowledges that her forums attract a fair number of conspiracists and that she sometimes feels like a schoolmarm with a ruler going, "Behave, behave." No one on her site has ever solved a case, she concedes, but that doesn't mean that law enforcement agencies don't check it constantly and value her members' ability to think outside the box.